thing that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Hot.
Warm.
It's kind of hot in these rhinos.
6:45, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up, you ace? All right, we got to keep things moving here. It is time for your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Don't forget also, go over there, pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker onboard window sticker. They got it at AIR. Whether you're dropping your car off to get worked on or you just want to swing by, say hi to owner John Van Landingham and his crew and pick up a sticker, that's fine either way, but go get it before they're gone, all right? Robert Plant will not only live on through his music when he dies, but also through the music currently sitting in his vault. In the first episode of the new season of his Digging Deep podcast, he said he used the lockdown to itemize his archive, adding that he has numerous unreleased recordings and paperwork, including a letter his mother sent him after he left home to become a singer. In it, she wrote, quote, "Look, you've been a very naughty boy. Why don't you come back?" And also, the accountancy job is still open on Stewport on Severn. So why don't you just come back home and we'll pretend all this stuff didn't happen? Again, that is what Robert Plant's mother wrote to him in a letter. "You've been a very naughty boy. Stop being a rock star. Come home and be an accountant. It's a stable job, all right? This rock and roll thing's not going to work out." Plant hadn't read it until recently, coming across it, and he says, quote, "Made me feel crazy because I thought about what a pitch it was in those days to chuck everything up in the air and say, sorry, I've got to do this, and then them to throw the next card down and say, well, if you don't do it, you can't come back and live the way you want to live." Unfortunately, the letter and recordings won't see the light of day until after Plant leaves this world. Plant will release a new episode of Digging Deep every Monday through August 2nd. Pretty cool stuff, man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
A lot of vaults out there now. Yeah. Got a lot of people coming out with stuff that, you know, I got this and this.
Well, and what's crazy, with the digital world, it can live on so much more. You think about all the stuff that was lost because they weren't able to have digital copies of it. You know, they had like one cassette and, you know, maybe one handwritten.
Of course, it burns up in a fire.
Burns up, know? Or someone loses it and they sell it in a garage sale and some kid uses it as drawing paper. It's like, yeah. So thankfully, digitally now, we're able to see all of this stuff and at least have it for, you know, however long until the robots take over and, you know, make us their slaves either way. But all right. So look for that. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. All right. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, May 25th, 1983, Dio released their debut album, Holy Diver. Oh, my God. Seriously, if Dio and Ronnie James Dio only ever released this Dio album and that was it, that was all he did for his music career, he would still be considered one of the greatest metal singers of all time. Because obviously, you have Holy Diver on there. You got Rainbow in the Dark, which doesn't get nearly enough credit.
Man can hit some notes.
Dude. Know? It's unbelievable. So, yeah, this, as far as metal albums are concerned, this one is like, it's so unbelievably good. Yeah. So,
thank you, Dio.
He made this after he just finished his first tenure with Black Sabbath. So he's like, all right, I'm done with Black Sabbath. Let's go on and make this amazing metal album. So I love you, Ronnie James Dio. I really do.
It's Dio, by the way.
My God. I swear, don't you dare do that on a holy day like today, you bastard. All right. That is your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back